继续肆虐全球，美国和欧洲报告新增病例激增，迫使一些地区紧急增设医院病床和补充急需的医用品。意大利宣布3月21日有6600例感染，是最多的单日新增病例，总数升至5万3600起，另有近800人死亡。意大利的总死亡为4925人，超过了中国报告的死亡人数。意大利总理孔特表示，政府在更严格执行封城令，关闭除提供基本物资和服务的所有生产设施。俄罗斯国防部称，准备好向意大利空运移动医疗队和消毒设备。继中国和意大利之后，西班牙成为感染病例第三多的国家，随后是美国。西班牙一些疫情严重地区的急诊室已经向新病人关闭，军方在马德里将一个会展中心改建为一个有5500个病床的临时医院。据美联社报道，在美国多个州下令民众待在家，纽约州长科莫表示，政府几乎是全球范围搜寻，希望获得医用品提供。许多地方的医护人员谋求获得外界捐赠保护用品。中国外交部发言人华春莹近来透过推特指出，1月3日以来，中国不断向美国更新新冠病毒的信息及应对措施。美国国务院1月15日也通知了疾病预防与控制中心关于此病毒的警告，现在却怪中国推迟，这是认真的吗？华春莹还谈到，依据传染病防治法，中国认为新冠病毒具有高致病性，就如同世界卫生组织所说的，中国以创纪录的短时间识别出病源，并与世界各国分享基因排序，帮助他们应对疫情。不过，美国国务院发言人奥特加斯则透过推特反驳，1月3日，中国当局已经下令销毁新冠病毒样本，并让武汉的医生们晋升，还在网络上进行审查。有关中国方面处理疫情的时间表，绝对必须接受世界的审查。奥特加斯还回应，中国的说法根本是一派胡言，你现在强调它有高致病性，可你们的官员上个月却阻止世界卫生组织的报告提及新冠病毒的危险病源。美国国务卿蓬佩奥日前接受媒体访问时表示，中国对疫情信息不够透明，浪费了许多珍贵的时间，加上美国的医学专家无法前往协助，因此根本无从做出正确判断及彻底了解病毒。同时，在疫情爆发的初期，数十万人离开了武汉，去到像意大利这样的国家，给当地带来了苦难。美国总统特朗普日前透过推特指称新冠病毒是中国病毒，并强调说，这是因为中国政府散布病毒是美军传入中国的不实信息，而他的说法非常准确地指出病毒的来源。就在朝鲜半岛去核化谈判陷入僵局之际，朝鲜领导人金正恩的妹妹星期天表示，美国总统特朗普写信给金正恩，谋求维持良好关系，愿意在抗击新冠病毒大流行病上提供合作。朝中社发表声明表示，金正恩的胞妹劳动党资深官员金宇正赞扬特朗普在两国发展关系面临重大困难及挑战之际写信给金正恩。此前，金正恩上个周末观看了一次战术制导武器的发射，引发韩国的批评。金宇正表示，特朗普在信中解释了他推动两国关系及在抗击疫情上表达合作的意愿。他说，金正恩对特朗普的信表示感激。他还称，特朗普的信函是展示两国领导人特殊及牢固个人关系的良好例子，但是不宜就双边关系做出仓促结论或非常乐观。美联社报道，朝鲜多次表示没有一起源自武汉的新冠病毒感染病例。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 5. This program focuses on requesting politely.
今天这一课的题目是住店登记第五部分。我们要重点讲解怎样客气地向别人提出要求。
Interview.
电话采访。我们的节目主持人 Elizabeth 打电话给 Blake 先生，请他继续谈他去年到旧金山出差的情况。
Last week, we heard part of a conversation between Charles Blake and the hotel receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Today, we'll be hearing the rest of the conversation during Mr. Blake's check-in. I have Mr. Blake on the phone. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Elizabeth.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
Last week, we listened in while you checked in at the Embassy Suites.
That's right.
Tell us again why you were in the San Francisco area.
I was on business. I had plans to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. I wanted to talk to him about selling industrial robots to his company.
Now, let's hear the second half of your conversation with the hotel receptionist as you check in.
Okay.
Dialogue.
谈话录音。下面就请听Blake 先生在旧金山使节饭店办理住店登记时同接待员的对话。Blake 先生在对话中提到，他可能比预定计划要多住一天，但是还不能最后肯定。我们先来熟悉要用到的几个词句。
To open up.
房子空出来。
Can I make a print of your credit card?
是不是请你把信用卡给我刷一下？
I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night.
对不起，星期五晚上的房间已经订满了。
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
请你尽早通知我，多谢你。
I would appreciate it.
是请求别人帮忙时常用的礼貌用语。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir. Can I make a print of your card before we check you in?
Sure. There you are.
Okay, thank you. All right, fine. We're all set here, Mr. Blake, and I'll get the bellman right away. We'll get you to your room.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check.Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Yes, we can do that for you, sir. Okay, and here's your key, sir. I'll get the bellman. Bellman, front! We're all set here, Mr. Blake.
意思是 Blake 先生手续都办好了。我们再听听这段对话。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir. Can I make a print of your card before we check you in?
Sure. There you are.
Okay, thank you. All right, fine. We're all set here, Mr. Blake, and I'll get the bellman right away. We'll get you to your room.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Yes, we can do that for you, sir. Okay, and here's your key, sir. I'll get the bellman. Bellman, front!
Variations.Listen to these variations.
词句代换，请大家听老师示范做一些词句的代换。
Can I use my credit card for that?
Is it possible to use my credit card for that?
Can I make a print of your card?
Let me make a print of your card.
There's a chance I'll be staying one more day.
I might be staying one more day.
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Could you please let me know as soon as possible? Interview.
下面请继续听我们对 Blake 先生进行的访谈。
A cancellation.
退房，取消预定安排。
Let's talk a little about the conversation we just heard.
All right.
I see you asked if you could stay an extra night at the hotel.
That's right. Originally, I planned to stay 4 nights and to leave on Friday. When I arrived in San Francisco, I decided to stay an extra day so that I would have more time to meet with Mr. Epstein.
The receptionist said the hotel was booked up on Friday night. Were you worried that you wouldn't be able to get a room?
A little, but she said that something might open up.
Were you able to get a room?
Yes, I was. There were some cancellations at the hotel, and so I was able to stay until Saturday morning.
Thanks for talking with us again, Charles.
It was my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Blake 先生决定在旧金山多待一天，这样他就有更多的时间和 Epstein 先生会谈。
I decided to stay an extra day so that I would have more time to meet with Mr. Epstein.
Questions.
现在请听众回答问题。
Listen to the question.
先请听问题。
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room?
Now listen to the dialogue.
再请听一段对话作为参考。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine.Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir.
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room?
现在请大家回答问题。
He uses his credit card.
Listen to the question.
下面请听问题。
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再请听一段对话作为参考。
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night?
现在请大家回答。
No, the hotel is fully booked on Friday night.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次我们要讲在旅馆给小费的问题。我们先来熟悉一下要用到的词句。
To tip.
给小费。
Tip.
T-I-P.
Paid by the hour.
按小时支付。
Bags, luggage.
行李。
We generally tip people in lower paying jobs.
我们通常给工资低的人小费。
You should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare.
给出租汽车司机的小费一般是车费的15%。
Welcome back to Culture Tips. We're here again with our business language expert, Gary Engleton.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Gary, today we have an email about a very important and complicated subject.
Really?
Yes, here it is. When I stay in hotels in the United States, who should I tip and how much money should I give them?
Those are great questions. Tipping is very complicated. But let me give you some guidelines.
That would be very helpful.
We generally tip people in lower-paying jobs, like waiters. These people are paid by the hour, and they depend on tips for extra money. The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and are paid more, so we don't tip them. We also don't tip managers.
Oh, and how much money should you give people when you tip them?
First, let's talk about the easy situations. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15 to 20% of your bill. And you should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare. If the taxi driver carries your bags, you should give a little more. For most other services, tip $2. For example, you should tip anyone who carries your bags to your room. That person is called the porter or bellman. If a porter carries a lot of luggage for you, tip more than $2.
And what about the maid?
$1 or $2 per day is good. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out.
Thank you, Gary. Your information has been really helpful.
Glad I could help. Tipping is very complicated.
在美国，很多服务行业都要给小费。餐馆服务员、理发师，甚至家具店送家具的工人也拿小费。那么，小费的数目多少才合适呢？我们再听听 Gary 的见解。
We're here again with our business language expert, Gary Angleton.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Gary, today we have an email about a very important and complicated subject.
Really?
Yes, here it is.When I stay in hotels in the United States, who should I tip and how much money should I give them?
Those are great questions. Tipping is very complicated. But let me give you some guidelines.
That would be very helpful.
We generally tip people in lower-paying jobs, like waiters. These people are paid by the hour, and they depend on tips for extra money. The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and are paid more.So we don't tip them. We also don't tip managers.
Oh, and how much money should you give people when you tip them?
First, let's talk about the easy situations. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15 to 20% of your bill. And you should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare. If the taxi driver carries your bags, you should give a little more. For most other services, tip $2.For example, you should tip anyone who carries your bags to your room. That person is called the porter or bellman. If a porter carries a lot of luggage for you, tip more than $2.
And what about the maid?
$1 or $2 per day is good. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out.
Thank you, Gary. Your information has been really helpful.
Glad I could help.
Sentence completion.
接下来我们做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请先听一句不完整的句子，然后大家把它完成。
The person who carries your bags is called a porter, or a bellman. The person is called a porter or a bellman.The amount that the taxi driver charges you is the fare. What the taxi driver charges you is the fare. The bags you carry when you travel are called your luggage. They are called your luggage.
Business dialogue. Polite requests.
商务对话，这次商务对话的主要内容是怎样有礼貌地提要求。对话发生在一家旅馆里。Myers 先生是这家旅馆的一位住客。下面是要用到的词句。
A fax machine.
传真机。
A button.
纽扣，扣子。
I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
不知道能不能帮我拿一下行李。
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
你们旅馆会不会备有针线 ？Happen to have 是碰巧有什么的意思。
Let's listen to today's business dialogues. We will hear several kinds of polite requests. First, let's listen to a conversation between Mr. Myers and the bellman.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Here's another short conversation between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
Now let's listen to the third conversation, again between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Myers in room 212.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myers?
I lost a button, and I need to sew it back on. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
我们再听听这三段商务对话，注意 Myers 先生怎样有礼貌地提出请求。
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Myers in room 212.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myers?
I lost a button, and I need to sew it back on. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
Focus on functions. Polite requests.
语言功能，主要讲解怎样用客气的语言来提要求。
Now let's focus on polite requests.
Listen to these variations.
请大家听一些词句的代换。
I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
I'd appreciate it if you could help me with my bags.
Could I possibly use your fax machine?
I wonder if I could use your fax machine.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
Could you possibly send them up to my room? Gary's tips.
Gary 提示 Gary 要给我们讲解几种客气的向别人提要求的说法。我们先来熟悉一些词句。
A hamburger.
汉堡包。
An iced tea.
冰茶。
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
能不能请你尽早通知我？非常感谢。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, everyone. Last week on Gary's Tips, we talked about requests.We're going to talk some more about requests today. We've already said that a polite way to make a request is to use can or could. For example, you might say, Could you send a hamburger and an iced tea to room 219, please? Today, we're going to talk about some even more polite ways to make a request. One way is to begin your request with, I wonder if. Let's listen again to the first business dialogue.Listen for Mr. Myers saying, I wonder if.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Another polite way to begin a request is to say, Could I possibly, or could you possibly? Let's listen to Mr. Myers again, asking to use the fax machine. He starts his request with, Could I possibly?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
In today's business dialogues, we heard a third way to make a polite request. You can use the expression, I would appreciate it if. You can say, I would appreciate it, either at the beginning or at the end of your request. Let's hear Mr. Myers again as he asks for a needle and thread.
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
In today's dialogue, we also heard Mr. Blake use the expression, I'd appreciate it. Let's listen again.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Today you heard three different ways to make polite requests. In a business situation, it's good to be extra polite when you are asking for a favor. You will want to use these polite ways to make your requests. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thank you, Gary.
Can 或者 could 这两个情态动词来礼貌提出请求。今天我们学习了
I wonder if, could I possibly,
或者
could you possibly,
以及预先向别人表示感谢的表达方法。
I would appreciate it if,
我们再听听 Gary 提示。
Last week on Gary's tips, we talked about requests.We've already said that a polite way to make a request is to use can or could. For example, you might say, Could you send a hamburger and an iced tea to room 219, please? Today, we're going to talk about some even more polite ways to make a request. One way is to begin your request with, I wonder if. Let's listen again to the first business dialogue. Listen for Mr. Myers saying, I wonder if.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Another polite way to begin a request is to say, Could I possibly, or could you possibly? Let's listen to Mr. Myers again, asking to use the fax machine. He starts his request with, Could I possibly?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine?I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
In today's business dialogues, we heard a third way to make a polite request. You can use the expression, I would appreciate it if. You can say, I would appreciate it, either at the beginning or at the end of your request. Let's hear Mr. Myers again as he asks for a needle and thread.
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
In today's dialogue, we also heard Mr. Blake use the expression, I'd appreciate it. Let's listen again.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check.Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Today you heard three different ways to make polite requests. In a business situation, it's good to be extra polite when you are asking for a favor. You will want to use these polite ways to make your requests. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thank you, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
各位听众，新冠病毒星期天继续肆虐全球，美国和欧洲报告新增病例激增，迫使一些地区紧急增设医院病床和补充急需的医用品。意大利宣布3月21日有6600例感染，是最多的单日新增病例，总数升至53600起，另有近800人死亡。意大利的总死亡为4925人，超过了中国报告的死亡人数。意大利总理孔特表示，政府在更严格执行封城令，关闭除提供基本物资和服务的所有生产设施。俄罗斯国防部称，准备好向意大利空运移动医疗队和消毒设备。继中国和意大利之后，西班牙成为感染病例第三多的国家，随后是美国。西班牙一些疫情严重地区的急诊室已经向新病人关闭，军方在马德里将一个会展中心改建为一个有5500个病床的临时医院。据美联社报道，在美国多个州下令民众待在家，纽约州长科莫表示，政府几乎是全球范围搜寻，希望获得医用品提供。许多地方的医护人员谋求获得外界捐赠保护用品。中国外交部发言人华春莹近来透过推特指出，1月3日以来，中国不断向美国更新新冠病毒的信息及应对措施。美国国务院1月15日也通知了疾病预防与控制中心关于此病毒的警告，现在却怪中国推迟，这是认真的吗？华春莹还谈到，依据传染病防治法，中国认为新冠病毒具有高致病性，就如同世界卫生组织所说的，中国以创纪录的短时间识别出病源，并与世界各国分享基因排序，帮助他们应对疫情。不过，美国国务院发言人奥特加斯则透过推特反驳，1月3日，中国当局已经下令销毁新冠病毒样本，并让武汉的医生们晋升，还在网络上进行审查。有关中国方面处理疫情的时间表，绝对必须接受世界的审查。奥特加斯还回应，中国的说法根本是一派胡言。你现在强调它有高致病性，可你们的官员上个月却阻止世界卫生组织的报告提及新冠病毒的危险病源。美国国务卿蓬佩奥日前接受媒体访问时表示，中国对疫情信息不够透明，浪费了许多珍贵的时间，加上美国的医学专家无法前往协助，因此根本无从做出正确判断及彻底了解病毒。同时，在疫情爆发的初期，数十万人离开了武汉，去到像意大利这样的国家，给当地带来了苦难。美国总统特朗普日前透过推特指称新冠病毒是中国病毒，并强调说，这是因为中国政府散布病毒是美军传入中国的不实信息，而他的说法非常准确地指出病毒的来源。就在朝鲜半岛去核化谈判陷入僵局之际，朝鲜领导人金正恩的妹妹星期天表示，美国总统特朗普写信给金正恩，谋求维持良好关系，愿意在抗击新冠病毒大流行病上提供合作。朝中社发表声明表示，金正恩的胞妹劳动党资深官员金宇正赞扬特朗普在两国发展关系面临重大困难及挑战之际写信给金正恩。此前，金正恩上个周末观看了一次战术制导武器的发射，引发韩国的批评。金宇正表示，特朗普在信中解释了他推动两国关系及在抗击疫情上表达合作的意愿。他说，金正恩对特朗普的信表示感激。他还称，特朗普的信函是展示两国领导人特殊及牢固个人关系的良好例子，但是不宜就双边关系做出仓促结论或非常乐观。美联社报道，朝鲜多次表示没有一起源自武汉的新冠病毒感染病例。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Checking In, Part 5. This program focuses on requesting politely.
今天这一课的题目是住店登记第五部分。我们要重点讲解怎样客气地向别人提出要求。
Interview.
电话采访。我们的节目主持人 Elizabeth 打电话给 Blake 先生，请他继续谈他去年到旧金山出差的情况。
Last week, we heard part of a conversation between Charles Blake and the hotel receptionist at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Today, we'll be hearing the rest of the conversation during Mr. Blake's check-in. I have Mr. Blake on the phone. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Elizabeth.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
Last week, we listened in while you checked in at the Embassy Suites.
That's right.
Tell us again why you were in the San Francisco area.
I was on business. I had plans to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies. I wanted to talk to him about selling industrial robots to his company.
Now, let's hear the second half of your conversation with the hotel receptionist as you check in.
Okay.
Dialogue.
谈话录音。下面就请听Blake 先生在旧金山使节饭店办理住店登记时同接待员的对话。Blake 先生在对话中提到，他可能比预定计划要多住一天，但是还不能最后肯定。我们先来熟悉要用到的几个词句。
To open up.
房子空出来。
Can I make a print of your credit card?
是不是请你把信用卡给我刷一下？
I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night.
对不起，星期五晚上的房间已经订满了。
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
请你尽早通知我，多谢你。
I would appreciate it.
是请求别人帮忙时常用的礼貌用语。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir. Can I make a print of your card before we check you in?
Sure. There you are.
Okay, thank you. All right, fine. We're all set here, Mr. Blake, and I'll get the bellman right away. We'll get you to your room.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check.Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Yes, we can do that for you, sir. Okay, and here's your key, sir. I'll get the bellman. Bellman, front! We're all set here, Mr. Blake.
意思是 Blake 先生手续都办好了。我们再听听这段对话。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir. Can I make a print of your card before we check you in?
Sure. There you are.
Okay, thank you. All right, fine. We're all set here, Mr. Blake, and I'll get the bellman right away. We'll get you to your room.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Yes, we can do that for you, sir. Okay, and here's your key, sir. I'll get the bellman. Bellman, front!
Variations.Listen to these variations.
词句代换，请大家听老师示范做一些词句的代换。
Can I use my credit card for that?
Is it possible to use my credit card for that?
Can I make a print of your card?
Let me make a print of your card.
There's a chance I'll be staying one more day.
I might be staying one more day.
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Could you please let me know as soon as possible?Interview.
下面请继续听我们对 Blake 先生进行的访谈。
A cancellation.
退房，取消预定安排。
Let's talk a little about the conversation we just heard.
All right.
I see you asked if you could stay an extra night at the hotel.
That's right. Originally I planned to stay 4 nights and to leave on Friday. When I arrived in San Francisco...I decided to stay an extra day so that I would have more time to meet with Mr. Epstein.
The receptionist said the hotel was booked up on Friday night. Were you worried that you wouldn't be able to get a room?
A little, but she said that something might open up.
Were you able to get a room?
Yes, I was. There were some cancellations at the hotel, and so I was able to stay until Saturday morning.
Thanks for talking with us again, Charles.
It was my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Blake 先生决定在旧金山多待一天，这样他就有更多的时间和 Epstein 先生会谈。
I decided to stay an extra day so that I would have more time to meet with Mr. Epstein.
Questions.
现在请听众回答问题。
Listen to the question.
先请听问题。
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room?
Now listen to the dialogue.
再请听一段对话作为参考。
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir.
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room?
现在请大家回答问题。
He uses his credit card.
Listen to the question.
下面请听问题。
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再请听一段对话作为参考。
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night?
现在请大家回答。
No, the hotel is fully booked on Friday night.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。这次我们要讲在旅馆给小费的问题。我们先来熟悉一下要用到的词句。
To tip.
给小费。
Tip.
T-I-P.
Paid by the hour.
按小时支付。
Bags. Luggage.
行李。
We generally tip people in lower paying jobs.
我们通常给工资低的人小费。
You should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare.
给出租汽车司机的小费一般是车费的15%。
Welcome back to Culture Tips. We're here again with our business language expert, Gary Engleton.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Gary, today we have an email about a very important and complicated subject.
Really?
Yes, here it is. When I stay in hotels in the United States, who should I tip and how much money should I give them?
Those are great questions. Tipping is very complicated. But let me give you some guidelines.
That would be very helpful.
We generally tip people in lower-paying jobs, like waiters. These people are paid by the hour, and they depend on tips for extra money. The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and are paid more, so we don't tip them. We also don't tip managers.
Oh, and how much money should you give people when you tip them?
First, let's talk about the easy situations. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15 to 20% of your bill. And you should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare. If the taxi driver carries your bags, you should give a little more. For most other services, tip $2. For example, you should tip anyone who carries your bags to your room. That person is called the porter or bellman. If a porter carries a lot of luggage for you, tip more than $2.
And what about the maid?
$1 or $2 per day is good. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out.
Thank you, Gary. Your information has been really helpful.
Glad I could help. Tipping is very complicated.
在美国，很多服务行业都要给小费。餐馆服务员、理发师，甚至家具店送家具的工人也拿小费。那么，小费的数目多少才合适呢？我们再听听 Gary 的见解。
We're here again with our business language expert, Gary Angleton.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Gary, today we have an email about a very important and complicated subject.
Really?
Yes, here it is.When I stay in hotels in the United States, who should I tip and how much money should I give them?
Those are great questions. Tipping is very complicated. But let me give you some guidelines.
That would be very helpful.
We generally tip people in lower-paying jobs, like waiters. These people are paid by the hour, and they depend on tips for extra money. The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and are paid more.So we don't tip them. We also don't tip managers.
Oh, and how much money should you give people when you tip them?
First, let's talk about the easy situations. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15 to 20% of your bill. And you should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare. If the taxi driver carries your bags, you should give a little more. For most other services, tip $2.For example, you should tip anyone who carries your bags to your room. That person is called the porter or bellman. If a porter carries a lot of luggage for you, tip more than $2.
And what about the maid?
$1 or $2 per day is good. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out.
Thank you, Gary. Your information has been really helpful.
Glad I could help.
Sentence completion.
接下来我们做完成句子的练习。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请先听一句不完整的句子，然后大家把它完成。
The person who carries your bags is called a porter, or a bellman. The person is called a porter or a bellman.The amount that the taxi driver charges you is the fare. What the taxi driver charges you is the fare. The bags you carry when you travel are called your luggage. They are called your luggage.
Business dialogue. Polite requests.
商务对话，这次商务对话的主要内容是怎样有礼貌地提要求。对话发生在一家旅馆里。Myers 先生是这家旅馆的一位住客。下面是要用到的词句。
A fax machine.
传真机。
A button.
纽扣，扣子。
I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
不知道能不能帮我拿一下行李。
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
你们旅馆会不会备有针线 ？Happen to have 是碰巧有什么的意思。
Let's listen to today's business dialogues. We will hear several kinds of polite requests. First, let's listen to a conversation between Mr. Myers and the bellman.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Here's another short conversation between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
Now let's listen to the third conversation, again between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Myers in room 212.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myers?
I lost a button, and I need to sew it back on. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
我们再听听这三段商务对话，注意 Myers 先生怎样有礼貌地提出请求。
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Myers in room 212.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myers?
I lost a button, and I need to sew it back on. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
Focus on functions. Polite requests.
语言功能。主要讲解怎样用客气的语言来提要求。
Now let's focus on polite requests.
Listen to these variations.
请大家听一些词句的代换。
I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
I'd appreciate it if you could help me with my bags.
Could I possibly use your fax machine?
I wonder if I could use your fax machine.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
Could you possibly send them up to my room? Gary's tips.
Gary 提示。Gary 要给我们讲解几种客气的向别人提要求的说法。我们先来熟悉一些词句。
A hamburger.
汉堡包。
An iced tea.
冰茶。
If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
能不能请你尽早通知我？非常感谢。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, everyone. Last week on Gary's Tips, we talked about requests. We're going to talk some more about requests today.We've already said that a polite way to make a request is to use can or could. For example, you might say, Could you send a hamburger and an iced tea to room 219, please? Today we're going to talk about some even more polite ways to make a request. One way is to begin your request with, I wonder if. Let's listen again to the first business dialogue. Listen for Mr. Myers saying, I wonder if.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Another polite way to begin a request is to say, Could I possibly, or could you possibly? Let's listen to Mr. Myers again, asking to use the fax machine. He starts his request with, Could I possibly?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine?I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
In today's business dialogues, we heard a third way to make a polite request. You can use the expression, I would appreciate it if. You can say, I would appreciate it, either at the beginning or at the end of your request. Let's hear Mr. Myers again as he asks for a needle and thread.
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
In today's dialogue, we also heard Mr. Blake use the expression, I'd appreciate it. Let's listen again.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Today you heard three different ways to make polite requests. In a business situation, it's good to be extra polite when you are asking for a favor. You will want to use these polite ways to make your requests. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thank you, Gary.
Can 或者 could 这两个情态动词来礼貌提出请求。 今天我们学习了
I wonder if, could I possibly,
或者
could you possibly,
以及预先向别人表示感谢的表达方法。
I would appreciate it if,
我们再听听 Gary 提示。
Last week on Gary's Tips, we talked about requests. We've already said that a polite way to make a request is to use can or could. For example, you might say, could you send a hamburger and an iced tea to room 219, please? Today we're going to talk about some even more polite ways to make a request. One way is to begin your request with, I wonder if. Let's listen again to the first business dialogue. Listen for Mr. Myers saying, I wonder if.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Another polite way to begin a request is to say, could I possibly, or could you possibly? Let's listen to Mr. Myers again, asking to use the fax machine. He starts his request with, could I possibly?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
In today's business dialogues, we heard a third way to make a polite request. You can use the expression, I would appreciate it if. You can say, I would appreciate it, either at the beginning or at the end of your request. Let's hear Mr. Myers again as he asks for a needle and thread.
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
In today's dialogue, we also heard Mr. Blake use the expression, I'd appreciate it. Let's listen again.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Today you heard three different ways to make polite requests. In a business situation, it's good to be extra polite when you are asking for a favor. You will want to use these polite ways to make your requests. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thank you, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。